Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. And this is your host, Ashwin, suffering from a bad cold. So I might just be sniffling my way through this podcast. With that, we get started on the 3rd of January. We have actually most of the news today is about India. We're doing something special this week. We're wrapping up the most important moments in different industries or different fields. And today it's about sports. India's top achievements in 2017 in sports. We're going to give you a rundown on that. India's position on bitcoins. Arun Jaitley speaks about bitcoins. Infosys gets a new CEO after Vishal Sikka's resignation. There's a new CEO who started work yesterday. Yes, appointed from the 2nd of January. Peter Thiel made a big bet on Bitcoin. The world is talking about Bitcoins. You cannot escape a conversation today without mentioning cryptocurrency. And Padmavati, the 190 crore budget film of Sanjay Leela Bhansali, finally gets clearance. So yes, it's been a trying time and testing time for Sanjay Leela Bhansali, but finally, successfully escaped all the cuts, and apparently there's not too much that got edited from the movie. We'll discuss that soon. First piece on the news: what were India's top achievements in sports in 2017? The year 2017 saw shuttler Kidambi Srikanth become the first Indian to win 4 Super Series titles in a calendar year. Right. Apart from that, we had a lot of interesting. 1 minute before that, my music is acting funny, so I'm gonna just change that back. Yes. Right, we also had the Indian men's and women's hockey team secure Asia Cup titles. So, yes, some achievements in hockey, while the Indian women's ice hockey team registered their first ever international victory. For the Indian men's football team, did not lose a single match in 2017. The Indian cricket team had won back-to-back series and are almost on world number one, both ODI and cricket and test. So, that's some wrap up of sports 2017 in India. About Bitcoin, Arun Jaitley says that the government will not take knee-jerk decisions on cryptocurrencies. Adding that 11 cryptocurrency exchanges have been identified in India, he said that the government is awaiting a report from an expert panel set up to examine cryptocurrencies. Last week, the government said Bitcoin and the other digital currencies are like Ponzi schemes. Happy that Infosys appointed Salil Parekh as the new CEO, says Narayan Murthy. Infosys co-founder Narayan Murthy on early December said he was happy that Salil Parekh had been appointed as the CEO and sent him best wishes. Notably, this is the second time Infosys is bringing in an outsider for the role after Vishal Sikka. Chairman Nandan Nilkani said Parekh had a strong track record of executing business turnarounds and managing very successful acquisitions. Parekh is actually a member of the executive board at Capgemini SE with degrees from the IIT and Cornell University in the US, and has been appointed CEO and Managing Director for a 5-year term that starts on January the 2nd. In fact, that started yesterday. Bangalore-based Infosys said all of this in a report on Saturday. Peter Thiel made a big bet on Bitcoin. The Silicon Valley investor's flagship founders fund has accumulated a stake of several $100 million in the surging cryptocurrency. Meanwhile, many criminals have abandoned Bitcoin for rival currencies that offer more privacy, such as Monero, Ethereum, Ripple, and Zcash. So yes, Peter Thiel, the writer of the book 0 to 1, if you haven't read that book, get your hands on it, the perfect startup guide. Actually, it's more of a business and life guide than a startup guide. There's not so much financial heavy information, it's more conceptual. So I would totally recommend that book as a start to your year. Padmavati gets clearance. Sanjay Leela Bhansali's 190 crore film Padmavati, which has been at the center of a huge controversy, will get the long-awaited certificate from the CBFC, popularly called the Censor Board. The board has suggested 5 modifications to the film, including a change in the title to Padmavat. Yes, it's not Padmavati, it's Padmavat, which is hilarious. Apparently, The change in title was suggested because the film is based on a fictional novel, right? And yes, that's me being dyslexic again. Sorry about the change in music in the background. There are no cuts suggested in the film, only 5 modifications, says Prasoon Joshi, the Censor Board chairman, contradicting initial reports that the board had recommended 26 cuts. So yes, apparently there's not many cuts, but just basic edits. Good news for the cast, the crew, and Sanjay Leela Bhansali. Waiting for the film. Now, I'm sure this is controversy that will invariably increase the views for the movie. It might just work out as a marketing gimmick or an incidental marketing blessing for the movie. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up 3rd January's edition of News on the Go. You guys have a great morning, a great Wednesday. I'll see you tomorrow, same time. In the background, I'm leaving you with Sophomore Makeout by Silent Partner.